Noon Hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. The Falcons are 2-2. That's the important part.
Yep.
They're 2-2. They were 1-2 going into the game. They're 2-2 coming out of it. They won the game.
Yep.
All right? It wasn't pretty, but they won the game.
Yep.
Let's hear one of the highlights from probably the best game the best game he's played as a Falcon, the pick six from Troy Anderson.
Tight end, two receivers here to the left, and now Williams is going to check out to the boundary at the right. Carr going to try and make the quick throw, batted in the air, intercepted. Anderson's got it, 35-30, 25-20, 10-5, touchdown Atlanta. He beat Olave to the end zone.
What? Yeah, he's fast.
What a play.
He's fast runner.
What a great play by Judon getting his hand on the ball.
Credit to Judon
got his hand on the ball. And, Troy was able to get it. I said it earlier, that was the best game he's played. He was active. He was all. I mean, he was
17 tackles.
He played really, really. I thought he played well. And he went out in the game, which sucks. I don't know how what's going to be his status for Thursday. But I thought he played good overall defensively. I thought they weren't stout up front a lot. Yeah. You know, I mean, they got stops when they needed them. But still, you're leaving your offense is 24 minutes of possession back to back games and have been outplayed by 20 games in back to back games.
Yeah,
and it's not good. It's not good enough to get your rhythm offensively. But sometimes the rhythm offensively, you got to get in that rhythm yourself. You know, you got to stay on track. You can't keep having damn penalties every time you have a positive game. And so, I mean, until they figure this thing out, man, it's going to be like this.
Yeah.
It's going to be like this.
Yeah. Until the offense finds a way to possess the ball, to convert on third. They were better on third down yesterday, but still not great. 4 of 11 is... That's like 100% improvement from 2 of 9, but still not great, not as good as you'd like to be. They were 7 of 13 on third down, so they were much more efficient on third down than the Falcons were, which is a big part of why they continued their drives and possessed the ball longer and they ran the ball better. And unfortunately, Bijan couldn't get anything going on the ground. Luckily, they found something in Algier, because Algier really kind of started taking over that game with his physicality and the way that he was running it in the second half. He had more carries than Bijan did in the game, which you're not going to see very many times this season.
He was going downhill, no fair dodging.
Yep.
I mean, he had two hands on the football and was trying to run through people. And he put one dude out.
He did.
You know, and that's what.
And made a couple other guys think twice.
Hold on now. Hold on there, big fella. And I don't know if Bijan, because he went in the shoulder, something was this past week. I don't know if that had something to do with it, but they got to figure out something. I know we already got a couple tweets about Kyle Pitts already. I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. Now, he had one. He did alligator arm it. The other one on the drag route, he got his feet got tangled up.
Yeah.
They are doing too much chip and go with him. And it's not allowing him to use what he, you know, use the speed down, feeling everything. It's chipping and then going. You know, so they're trying to secure this protection, this seven-man protection, but you got to figure something else out. That's why you got Charlie Warner. I know they tried to flip it up yesterday with Charlie Warner coming in and running a route. They tried to switch it up on him and change up some tendency and everything. Damn that.
He's a really good blocker. I don't care if people know that he's coming in to block, right? Let Kyle Pitts do what he's –
Yes, let Kyle Pitts run routes.
I want to say let Kyle Pitts do what he does best, but I just don't know. We just haven't – It's all a fable at this point.
Yep.
It's all a campfire tale about what he's supposed to be. We just haven't seen it. Here's Raheem Morris being asked about it after the game.
You know, it's just about going out there and winning the game when you're out there and you're playing. You know, he had a couple targets today, had a couple things going out that way. You know, we believe we got a questionable call at the end of the stretch again to Kyle. And, you know, those things are always unfortunate. But, you know, really for me, man, stats are for losers, man. I don't get involved in that stuff. But you go out there, you try to win each game, and we were able to win it today. And that's what we did.
Yeah. Tell that to Kyle when he doesn't hit any of his incentives.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me that.
Stats are for losers, bro.
Yeah, sorry,
it's going to cost me $500,000. Yeah,
we're not playing fantasy football.
Yeah. It sounds a little bit like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. But I mean,
it's the Raheem version of Arthur Smith's fantasy football comment.
Yeah. I think that, you know, and the one thing I love about it was after they took away that crap call for Bijan, like Kurt was hot.
Oh yeah,
he was, and I love
it. Was a bad call.
He was hot because it was a terrible call. You saw him on the sideline, and they just couldn't get back bounce back from that play right there. But you saw it on the sideline, and his demeanor. I'm just curious, like when we talk about the field goal, and me and you both were like, okay, well there we saw the line. I saw the line just like everybody's. Oh damn it, they got to get right there. Well. The Falcons looked at it as like, okay, we know 54 is long, but we've seen this dude kick 60-plus.
Yeah.
So
next game, the line will be further back.
Yes, if we don't get a yard right here, we can't lose any. But if we don't gain a yard right here, because we have no timeouts, and obviously they're playing the sidelines. We're talking about the Saints. They're playing the sidelines. So if we can't get the ball, if we get tackled in bounds, how much time will we have left to spike it and get our field goal unit on the team? Because when you spike it, the play clock starts still.
Right.
And so how much time do we have to get up and get set and spike the ball, get our emergency fast field goal in, set, and then go?
Yeah, no, they seem perfectly content. They're like, all right, there's a couple deep shots we like. We're going to err on the side of overthrows, if one of these guys runs it down and scores a touchdown, cool.
Yeah.
If not, Young Wei Koo's going to make a 58-yarder, and we're going to go home happy. Luckily, Young Wei Koo made a 58-yarder, and we went home happy. Because I wouldn't have blamed him if he missed it. It's like, come on, man. Like, that's a ridiculous distance to ask a guy. I'm glad he did it. I also had flashbacks because that's exactly what the Huskies did on Friday night at the end of that game.
I thought they had it.
I was like, this guy's missed two field goals and he's never made a field goal longer than 45 yards in his life. You guys are happy with a 55-yarder to end the game?
It was online.
Cool. Good coaching.
It was online?
It was. It was a little short, though.
Yeah, it was online.
A little short. Anyway, Young Ways wasn't. It went in. They won the game. They're 2-2. Short week. They got the Bucks on Thursday. That'll be a lot of fun. Plenty of time to talk about that.